This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Delegates to the Democratic National Convention made history yesterday, nominating Hillary Clinton for president. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson is in Philadelphia and joins me this morning by phone. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, there was quite a dramatic moment in the convention hall last evening. Hillary Clinton had already won the nomination in the roll call of states, but Vermont was allowed to cast its ballots last. Bernie Sanders was seated with his state's delegation and rose to ask the convention to vote to nominate Hillary Clinton by acclamation. Do you think that's going to end the division between the two sides?
Marianne, I don't know that there's anything else that Bernie Sanders personally could do to end this division. I think it is ending. I think it is getting better. I think particularly the Bernie Sanders supporters who were delegates in that hall have come around to the idea of, look, we've got to support Hillary Clinton in a race against Donald Trump because we can't take the chance of having Donald Trump as president. It would be against everything that Bernie Sanders stood for. And, I think in the end, there's not much more Bernie Sanders can do. He's endorsed her from the podium at the convention. He took that act last night, in which he got tremendous applause from the crowd. And I think it's starting to come together.
Now, why do you think so many Sanders delegates and supporters have been so reluctant all along to get on board with Hillary Clinton?
I don't mean to be critical of them, but, this is not a knock on them. But there are many, many people who have worked on the Sanders campaign who have never worked in a political campaign before. This is their first, and this is to Bernie Sanders' credit that he brought all these new people, many of them very young, into the political process. And it's their first time. So they've never experienced defeat before. And defeat is part of politics, of elective politics. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. But what you do is you stick to your principles and you keep fighting and you fight another day. And, I think there are a lot of very young Sanders supporters who are just now kind of learning that lesson.
So when the Ohio Democrats return home, they'll have 102 days until the election. What role do you think the Sanders people will play in Clinton's campaign?
Well, that remains to be seen. They could have a very big influence because they're obviously very good at organizing. They did a very good job during the primary. They could help Hillary Clinton's campaign a lot in grassroots organizing. And it remains to be seen whether or not they'll just go to the polls and say vote for her or go out and actually work in the campaign and, do the grassroots kind of street level campaigning that's absolutely necessary in a state like Ohio. Absolutely necessary.
Well, how did the Ohio vote go?
Well, the Ohio vote went as predicted. Hillary Clinton had 98 votes and Bernie Sanders had 62. And that was based on the proportional system that the Democrats use in their primaries and goes back to the March primary where Hillary Clinton won the statewide vote and most of the congressional districts.
Now, what do Ohioans have in store for them today?
They've got a delegation breakfast, obviously, that has Senator Sherrod Brown, one of their favorites, who was under consideration as a possible vice presidential candidate. He's going to be there. The Secretary of State of Kentucky, Allison Lundergan Grimes, is scheduled to speak to the Ohioans, and she was a convention speaker last night. And she has a lot of support among particularly Ohio Democratic women, so that might be interesting. And, of course, tonight they'll be at the Wells Fargo Center for the speeches of Vice President Biden and President Obama.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He'll join me again tomorrow from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.